Summer vacation is finally here, and so are amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now's a great time to transfer your home videos during our July 50% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery. Unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. Don't forget about our July 50% off special.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. 279-8919 or go to coldplumbing.com.
David Little from Tucker Pecan in downtown Montgomery is with us this year, is flying by.
Hey, man, Bubba, and it is getting warm out there today. I mean, it's going to be in the 90s. Perfect time, as we always say, for the beach, the lake. You see it all over the place. People are heading out of town. Well, you need to come by Tucker Pecan. We are your one-stop shopping for all your sauces, seasonings, towels, totes, everything. We've got all those goodies at Tucker Pecan, the roasted salted pecans, cheese straws, all kinds of great stuff. Or if you're just going to somebody's house and you want to give them a little happy because you're visiting them, hey, we've got that at Tucker Pecan too. We can fix you up. But you know what, Bubba? One thing we have that's the best around are our pecans. They're fresh, good. Lord, they're good. They'll jump up and bite you. They're so good. Come check us out and we will take care of all your traveling beach needs. You just got to supply the meat.
Where are you located?
350 North McDonald Street in downtown Montgomery. Or check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470. Like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is only a test. If it had been a real emergency, right now, you'd be toast.
Ah, screw it.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7, this is the Hour of Random Facts. Right now,
news.
Thank you.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The UN says in a new report that more women and children were killed and wounded in Afghanistan in the first half of this year than in any year since the UN began keeping count back in 2009. In a report released today, the UN says that war-torn Afghanistan saw a 47% increase in the number of all civilians killed and wounded in violence across the country in the first 6 months of the year. California's largest wildfire merged with a smaller blaze and destroyed even more homes in remote areas with limited access for firefighters over the weekend. Numerous other blazes gained strength and threatened property across several western states. The massive Dixie Fire in Indian Falls, California, had already leveled a dozen houses and other structures when it tore through the tiny community after dark on Saturday. Hoping for another winning session on Wall Street. Could be a slow start, though. Right now, Dow futures down 137. This is SRN News.
At Nom Nom, we make real good food for dogs and cats. And we mean that exactly like it sounds. Real, as in 100% whole ingredients. No dyes, fillers, or preservatives. Just restaurant-quality cuts of protein and hand-picked veggies. The same stuff you eat. Good, as in irresistible for our four-legged family members. The research even says our recipes have higher food-to-stool ratios, which means they're more digestible and energizing than kibbles and cans. Food, as in recipe after recipe, all prepped and mixed in our kitchens. No flash frying, no extrusion, only carefully selected ingredients individually cooked to seal in maximum nutrition. Dogs and cats, as in yours and yours alone. Each of our meals comes carefully pre-portioned and delivered to fulfill your pet's exact nutritional needs based on age, weight management, and sensitivities. Not a calorie more than they need. See? Exactly like it sounds. Try 50% off your first order of Nom Nom Fresh Pet Food at trynom.com/radio. That's trynom.com/radio.
Take the driver, Nom Nom.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Seriously, I do a lot of browsing around the internet. A wide variety of topics.
Sure.
Every day, even weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And I am finding an astonishing number of people, either writers, articles, or people in comment sections. The same people that were not thrilled with the Guardians, nickname for the Indians, they're not watching the Olympics. They're just tired of it turning into one ongoing protest. The country that sends you around the world to compete on our behalf, turning your back on us because you think there's a problem.
Did you see the ratings?
Terrible.
Lowest in since 92, I think it was.
92, and actually lower than 92, I think. The morning opening ceremonies that we had on in here, 17 million. Compare that, Barcelona had 32 million in 92.
Yeah.
So, not very encouraging. But we have, from the Rocket Science Department, come up with a brilliant way to keep you up on the metal count.
The 2020 Tokyo Games medal count.
China! Six gold medals!
I get it.
Japan! Five gold medals! USA! Four gold medals! South Korea! Two gold medals!
Yep.
Does that work?
Yeah. You're brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
Clever.
And we will have that each day throughout the Olympics. It is 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. That was brought to you by Applied Security. You want a great... Do you know anybody that's got a security system at home that they have stopped using because it either needs too much maintenance, it's too complicated?
Oh, yeah.
This is why we urge you, if you want a security system that's easy to manage but incredibly effective, go with Applied like we have here at Blue Water for 16 years. This is not a new fly-by-night arrangement. Mark and Vicky are local. They've got the technologies. They've also got a way to save you money because monthly monitoring can start under 30. And that's another thing people are, every month, they want more money. Not with Applied Security. And they're fast. You breach this building, that phone's going to ring. And if nobody has the password, police will be on their way immediately. So if you got a property you want watched, a business you would like secured, or your home, most importantly, you and your family, call Mark and Vicky at Applied, 279-8338, 279-8338. Alabama, electronic security board permit number is 276.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
The humidity at this hour is listed at 98%. It's air you can wear. It's very oppressive outside. Very hot and humid today with a high in the mid-90s. Heat index 102 to 104. Are you going to wear that that wrap outfit? You know what I mean? Where you sweat.
The sauna suit. The silver sauna suit.
Yeah.
The Power Ranger outfit.
Yeah.
You betcha. I did yesterday.
Good bit of sun today. A few clouds. Spotty random afternoon and evening storms. Low tonight 76. Just don't get heat stroke. Okay?
Tomorrow's high around 94, heat index near 105. That's the danger range. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms tomorrow as a front enters the state. That'll act as the focus for storms. More scattered storms, mid-90s on Wednesday. Right now this morning, I mentioned the humidity. Well, it's 76 degrees now. At 710.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
This is not headline news. The U.S. men's basketball team lost to France. Well, c'est la vie. Kim Kardashian made a surprise appearance at Kanye's listening party for his new album. Also a surprise, he didn't release the album. The movie Old opened in theaters over the weekend. It's a documentary about the new season of Sex and the City. A fire destroyed Jay-Z's New Orleans mansion. So if you're keeping track, he's officially at 100 problems. Eric Clapton won't play venues that require vaccines. So if you're dying to see Eric Clapton, now's your chance. And Cleveland's Major League Baseball team will become the Guardians next season. We can't wait to see them square off against the Cincinnati Avengers and Chicago Justice League. This is not headline news.
Why not? Can't wait to see their uniforms stuff. They ought to dress them like security guards or something.
I've got more Indian shirts to wear.
There was something else I wanted to mention. I watched not the whole movie. I caught the tail end of it. And I was unaware of the backstory. Have you ever heard of Bonfire of the Vanities?
Yeah.
Well, it was made, I think, in 1990. And it's got big names. Tom Hanks, who, of course, is in every movie. Bunch of other well-known people. And it was based on, a Tom Clancy book.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Willis is in the movie. He plays an interesting, very unlike him. He's not an action figure. He plays a intellectual newspaper writer. And TCM is running this thing on the backstory of this movie on why it was a financial disaster. It flopped at the box office.
What year?
90. Yeah. But I heard that, and I watched it. Morgan Freeman's in the end of it as a judge, and he's really good. But all of that said, there was something clearly very wrong with that movie. Brian De Palma directed it. It should have had everything going for it. Hit book, big-time director, box office, guaranteed box office names like Hanks and Willis and others, Morgan Freeman, and it... When you watch this, you understand why it flopped. It just is missing something.
$47 million budget in 1990.
Huge.
And it only made $15
million. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it was a major disaster for the studio. And I would imagine that anybody that was in that movie probably feels a little bit embarrassed about it. Because with all that talent...
The movie didn't make it.
It was missing... It just didn't knit together well.
Hmm.
Oh, by the way, weekend box office, very mediocre.
Widow still?
Well, that only got $11 million. Shinamaya Lion Ding Dong's new movie got, $13 million. There was another one that was out this weekend. Well, we don't care.
It's weird how less I've followed it. I don't know what movies are coming out when anymore. No.
And they're usually on HBO Max first.
But we will be there when Iron Giant comes back, trust me. Because I want to go in and cry at a cartoon.
I'm so glad you guys did that. That was so great.
It was fun.
And except the fact that there were people in the theater who were there because of us.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over there at the Rave. It is 7:14. We have your local news. When we come back, random facts. And yes, Virginia, there will be a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question following and the first of two convoluted intros.
For the Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Two people are dead and a third is in critical condition following a double murder and attempted suicide in Elmore County. Sheriff Bill Franklin says William Jeffries shot and killed his wife, Susan Jeffries, and his mother, Joyce Jeffries, before turning the gun on himself. William Jeffries is hospitalized in critical condition. Police say the shooting stemmed from a domestic dispute. In Tallapoosa County, police say 70-year-old Michael Johnson's body was found in a wooded area of Highway 50 just south of Dadeville. Police have identified a suspect and a warrant has been issued for the arrest of 59-year-old Willie Frank Wyckoff on murder charges. Please call the authorities if you know of Wyckoff's whereabouts. And a sinkhole has developed in downtown Montgomery at the corner of North Perry and Jefferson Street. Drivers should avoid the area. MPD has the area blocked off. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Let Kickback Ranch and Event Center be your staycation location. Located 15 miles south of Montgomery on 331, we offer five lakes for fishing, boating, canoeing, swimming, or just laying out on Cowboy Beach and soaking up the rays. Stay in one of our many rooms or bring your RV and stay at the Kickback Ranch RV Park. Maybe you're a business owner or someone looking for a meeting or a team-building venue. We offer seven venues, so you can contact us today and make a reservation. Call us at 286-4140. That's 286-4140. Or check us out at kickbackranch.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
July 26th is FBI Day. I celebrate by wearing my official FBI t-shirt. See, it says FBI, Female Body Inspector. Pretty cool, huh? Have a happy FBI Day.
And now, Hoover doesn't like this...
Random. Random fact.
As a communist.
Hoover. Hoover doesn't like this random facts. He's a commie.
What a weirdo he was.
Other is a meme.
Did you know over in Greenland it is illegal? You cannot do this under penalty of law. It is illegal to bring any other breed of dog north of the Arctic Circle. This is done so in order to maintain the purity of the Greenland dog, which currently has been pure over 1,000 years and still counting.
So there'll be no mutts.
Right. Can't bring other breeds in.
I got to look at the Greenland dog here.
He's taking a look at the Greenland dog?
Oh. They look like... The kind that would
live in Greenland?
No, I mean pull.
Right? Yeah, yeah. They look kind of like Siberian Husky-ish.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh man, yeah.
Yep.
That's a beautiful dog.
It is. Yeah. It is a. It's a beautiful dog. Did you know, Louis Millet or Millet, maybe possibly?
Careful.
He was awarded the Medal of Honor for leading the last major American what during the Korean War? He led the last major American blank during the Korean War. Do you happen to know what that might have been? You got the Medal of Honor for doing it. And it was the last time it's ever been done here in the States. I say here in the States. I don't mean here in the States, but it's the last time we did it as American military.
I'm drawing a blank. Go ahead.
It was the last major American bayonet charge.
Oh, you really?
Yeah.
Well, if you had left us here for a week, we might have come up
right
with it.
I didn't know they were still...
That was during the Korean War, yeah.
They were still equipped to do that.
Yep. Also, this is not part of the random facts, but it's something I learned while doing this. It is sometimes called the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Mm-hmm.
That absolutely has no meaning whatsoever. It is the Medal of Honor. That is it. Congressional is, putting that in front of it means absolutely nothing.
Gotcha.
The correct proper title for it is the Medal of Honor. Did you know that one, at least according to what I was reading here, and I'm sure there's probably some military guys who, if that is wrong, should call in and let me know how wrong I am. Did you know one of the Atari 2600 competitors, Atari 2600 was an old, one of the first consoles, home consoles, I guess you could buy, or major market type things.
With the cartridge?
With cartridges and stuff like that. Right. And so, anyway, one of their competitors was Coleco with their ColecoVision.
I remember that.
Console.
Yeah.
Coleco had an interesting thing where you could buy an add-on to attach to your ColecoVision that would play Atari 2600 games. Atari didn't have this feature, obviously, so Coleco was trying to say, well, you can still buy our games instead of buying their console. You just have to have this add-on for it. And so, yeah.
Who made Pong?
That was Atari. I want to say that was Atari. I believe that was Nolan Bushnell, right? Did you know a grapefruit is about the biggest thing that a blue whale can swallow?
That's shocking.
Isn't it? The blue whale is massive, but the size of its throat is probably no bigger than, yeah, maybe a little bit bigger than the base of this little mic stand that we've got over here.
Wow, that's such an oddly proportioned,
isn't it?
Beast.
And what it's what the blue whale? Did you say
the blue whale? Yeah,
largest thing it can swallow
is about a grapefruit. Yeah, about the size of a grapefruit.
And you don't want to have to try and do a Heimlich maneuver on a blue whale. If something gets jammed in there. That is hard to do.
More serious side on this one. Did you know, and you know this because I know we've talked about it, but multiple American POWs in the hands of the Japanese were used as subjects in medical experiments.
Yeah.
Which apparently, from what I've heard, was nearly as bad as what the Nazis were doing.
When fascists control, the Japanese were absolutely, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of Chinese they murdered. You can get to watch the videos. I mean, they just slaughtered people in the streets.
In one such experiment, an anesthetized prisoner had his entire lung removed. And in another one, doctors drilled through the skull of a live prisoner.
Not surprised.
And they talk about, or at least when I was reading some of the comments on this, they were talking about how the Japanese still don't, like, they don't bring any of that up. They don't talk about it.
They don't
acknowledge it whatsoever.
Right. Yeah.
And somebody said McCarthy was to blame for that, or that he had some sort of hand in it with something, some way that he was not treating the Japanese, but treated the way that whoever he was with, I guess, interacted with them or talked about them or something. I can't remember what it was. Not necessarily that he was at fault for all of this, no. And nothing negative towards him whatsoever. But he was mentioned there in some way, and I'm trying to remember.
You can't blame the Prime Minister. It's Tojo and his, even because the Navy was reasonable. They didn't want to have a war.
Right. Mm.
It was the Army, the Japanese Army, that
there was the proponents of that. Yeah.
Moving away from that to something on the lighter side. Have you ever had dishwasher salmon?
Dishwasher salmon?
No, I can't say I have.
I didn't know this is a thing. I think I may have heard about this before. It's where you take salmon and you wrap it tightly in tinfoil, and then you put it in the dishwasher, and the heat of the dishwasher cycle effectively poaches it.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to try to have a roast beef.
Thing. Why do I, you say that, but why do I see Luke Wire at your house the next day?
Stuck a fish in the dishwasher.
Trying to fish a roast beef out of his.
Oh, that's funny.
Coming up on Random Facts, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, we're going to talk to you about a cheesecake with an interesting name. You may or may not want to stick around for that one. We're also going to talk about another charge. You know, we were talking about the bayonet charge earlier. We'll talk about another one that took place in 1942. Yep, that one. We'll also talk about the significance of a man by the name of Charlie Walker and what he was able to do. Hippopotamuses are coming up. We'll talk about them. And drowning. We'll talk about that as well. That's all coming up on Random Facts.
With a cheery edition of Random Facts like this, put up your Christmas lights this morning, folks, and get ready for the holiday season.
Go to the dishwasher. Get that salmon out.
Get that salmon out of the dishwasher. Honey, get the salmon out of the dishwasher. We got company tonight.
Just remember, unless your dishwasher can sing, it can't do scales.
What are you doing? Oh, man.
Hey, it only gets worse between now and 8 o'clock, too. Quick word here for a client that can literally save your business.
Access denied.
That means you've been hacked. That means, for all practical purposes, doesn't matter what the bank information says, for all practical purposes, somebody now owns your business who shouldn't. A criminal or a criminal enterprise. Hackers. Often from Russia and countries with nothing but ill intentions. If that happens, you are almost always going to have to pay a ransom, and they have a genius for recognizing what you can afford. You know, if you're a small business operation, they pretty much know what they can extract from you. And until they do that, you're stuck. Think about your customers. Think about, you know, for medical office, the legal office. Brant McDonald has now hired Alpha One to protect his database at Invista Advisors. Once you're protected, you don't have to worry about that horrible sound. They do this by coming to your business and doing what they call a risk assessment hack. In other words, they can find out where your points of vulnerability are and then close them so nobody else can get in. And considering what it would cost to get your business back from a ransom hacker or lawsuits and every other thing that could come with your customer's information ending up on the dark web, call Alpha One today, 245-3125, 245-3125, or learn more online at a1ops.com. And by the way, if you're just an employee and don't own a business, you should suggest that your boss at least consider it, because if somebody else takes control, where are you going to be working? 245-3125 or a1ops.com for Alpha One and the Guardian Plan. 727.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're seeing more and more cars inbound this morning on Highway 331, 231, and 31. It's got the boulevard beginning to build just a bit. I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic through downtown. No accidents. Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, or Wetumpka so far. Buckle up. Be safe out there this morning. Trenum State is joining with Alabama Power, Alabama Rural Electric Association, Central Alabama Electric Co-op, and Dixie Electric to provide a new line worker training program. Call Trenum State about the new line worker training program. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
The City of Montgomery Department of Cultural Affairs presents Martina McBride live August 14th at Riverwalk Stadium.
On Independence Day.
Don't miss multiple CMA and ACM award winner Martina McBride live. Joining Martina McBride will be special guest the Wilson Brothers Band. Gates open at 5 p.m. The show starts at 7. Tickets only $30. Available at MontgomeryAL.gov. Martina McBride live Saturday, August 14th. Riverwalk Stadium. Sponsored by Batman Budweiser Embassy Suites and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Alabama News Network brings you news from where you live. What does that mean? It means that if you watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32, you'll see stories from local places with local people. We're in your neighborhoods to find the stories that matter to you. If you want your news local, then watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32 and see the difference. That's what we mean when we say that Alabama News Network brings you news from where you live.
happy 32nd Chappie's Deli anniversary. Let's celebrate.
Jeff, aren't you just supposed to celebrate on 30 or 35?
Mike, didn't you just celebrate your 41st year and 21-day wedding anniversary?
Okay, but it's because I forgot for 3 weeks. You happy now?
Do you know what interest rates you're paying on your credit cards? If you knew, you'd probably be shocked. Many Americans are paying ridiculous amounts of money in interest alone. Money you could keep. How? With a special low-interest credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Now with a special radio listener discount. Available only at lightstream.com/news. You could pay off all your high-interest credit card debt with monthly payments at rates as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit. But this discounted rate is only available for radio listeners at this exclusive URL. lightstream.com/news. That's right. To get rates as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit, you must go to lightstream.com/news. The only way to get this reduced rate is to go to lightstream.com/news. That's lightstream.com/news. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval, rates with this discount range from 5.83% APR to 19.99% APR. It includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
The school year is almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers in our area are often forced to buy their own classroom supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting asks you to cram the van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, cleaning supplies, and backpacks to Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination since 1969. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for public schools in the River Region. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Georgia Floors Direct.
To find out how you can help, go to newstalk931.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now,
Mr. Scott has been described as a shrewd guy with
random facts.
Shrewd guy.
Scott shrewd. And shrewd. Both. See, Michael
That's
Scott.
That's bad. That's bad.
It is?
No, I mean bad in a good way.
Oh, okay.
Did you know? There's no way for me to really tiptoe around this.
I just want to explain something real quick.
What?
If it had sucked without redemption, that would have been bad. But that's good. Back to you. So, what the hell are we talking
about? Sound like we were in a courtroom.
One of the first ever types of cheesecake had an interesting name. It was used by ancient Greeks for religious purposes. It was called the placenta cake.
Placenta?
Yeah.
As in... Gosh, it's not what I think it is.
Well, see, here's the interesting point. This came first. This name was first. They then named the other one after that.
Uh-huh.
In other words, it's not like they looked at the cake and said, "That's a placenta." You know, they just it was called the placenta cake, and then the female organ was named after that cake.
Hey, in honor of Jackie Mason, here's a joke.
What is it?
That's something that's supposed to be funny. Sometimes is, sometimes isn't.
Yeah.
But in honor of Jackie Mason, I once had an agent who took a placenta of my income. That was ridiculous.
And then where was that? Where did that happen?
It was used by ancient Greeks.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have a picture of it, but... I didn't really want to Google what that would look like. On August 23, 1942, 600 Italian cavalrymen charged a position of 2,000 Soviet soldiers near the Don River. Slashing with sabers and throwing hand grenades despite heavy losses, the Italians managed to dislodge the Soviets in what would become the last major cavalry charge in military history. That was in 1942.
Well, I think we might have audio of that.
I thought it was. I thought it was in World War One, but I didn't know it was in World War Two. Wow! How
did
about
you
that?
Know? For all the attention they gave the Blitzkrieg and Hitler's mighty mechanized army, more than half of it was cavalry.
Oh, I did not know that.
In the invasion of Poland, yes.
No.
Now you know the rest of the story.
I know the date of that, September 1st, 1939.
That's right.
Did you know that drowning people almost never shout, thrash, or wave for help? Usually because they can't. They're taking in water, and so they can't scream or do anything. 10% of children who drown are supervised by adults who do not recognize the signs. So go out there and educate yourself if you're not familiar with them, or maybe you're unsure. Maybe you think you know, but go check. To see if you do, just to make sure.
What a terrible thing for a parent.
I know. If you
lose a child.
And how many did Eric Clapton? No, Eric Clapton's son fell out of a window, I think, right?
Yeah, yeah. An open window. Jeez.
Five stories up.
Yeah.
Not too bright.
It was somebody else's son passed away from drowning as well. And it was a musician, I believe, but yeah. Did you know Charlie Walker was the first non-government individual to fly into space? After NASA deemed him unqualified and rejected his 1978 application for astronaut, he co-developed a space-bound device, but it required him to accompany it. He flew into space three times with this device that he had built.
Hmm.
So he found something that NASA could use, but he made sure that he was the only one who could use it.
Ah.
And that's how he got into space.
But pretty he actually cool. went to the level of space? I mean...
Yeah, yeah. Wow. He went into space three times.
I would assume on one of the space shuttles, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He really, really wanted to go into space. So he did that determination. And finally, let me tell you about hippopotamuses, hippos. And this is something I didn't think of. Didn't know, and didn't know there was a reason that it even should exist, but it does. Hippo sweat, the sweat from hippopotamuses, contains a chemical that has an SPF factor. And so when they sweat, they prevent themselves from getting sunburned because of their sweat.
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Didn't think it was an issue, but you think about it. Hippopotamuses are in the, you know, usually...
In the sun a lot.
The hot areas. Yeah, exactly. Sure. So, yeah. Anyway, those are your random facts.
Yeah, they carry all that fat. They've got to sweat.
Pass the hippo sweat, please.
It is... That's not the food outlet ad that I wanted. Pardon me while I run a quick search here, folks. It's, I did go to Food Outlet yesterday.
Yes, you did, because I got a Chase Graham.
A Chase Graham, yeah. And boy, they had the big chicken tenders. When you look at chicken tenders, as I have at the other chain stores, they sell you a package of these skinny things.
Yeah.
The ones at Food Outlet, they're thick. You can make those into a sandwich. You can slice those. Almost did it yesterday with a marinara sauce. But yesterday at Food Outlet, I picked up some Johnsonville Italian sausage, carefully grilled it yesterday afternoon, let it cool, chopped it into slices, and put that in the marinara. And that was just absolutely awesome.
Sounds delicious.
With at cost plus 10%, with a package of Gold's garlic bread. I could make my own, but in the summertime, I take it easy. Coles is good. Between the garlic bread, the marinara, the spices, the sausage, and the spaghetti, which was less than a dollar a box, we did that whole dinner for under $10. and fed three people with leftovers. God. I mean, you ought to try it. I should bring you some of that.
I miss garlic bread, too.
And the Italian sauce is low fat.
Yeah.
What you love about Food Outlet, it's cost plus 10 throughout the store. Ribeyes, $7.95. Black Label sliced bacon, $4.99. These are specials in addition to the cost plus 10% fries. So, look, consider them your inflation, deflation, grocery nation, because you're going to save without even having to try.
I went there this weekend.
You did?
Did some comparison shopping, yeah. And this is not on the specials. This is not on the specials. This is just regular in the store. I practically every week I buy a pack of low sodium bacon.
Mm-hmm.
At the other stores, my low sodium bacon comes in at around $8 to $9 a pack. Food Outlet $3.59, $3.69.
I'm telling you, if you really pay attention, if you do, I do those comparison reconnaissances from time to time just to be sure. Find me a loaf of sandwich bread for 71 cents in any store.
That's just amazing.
Ain't happening. They got three locations. Start saving today because with inflation, you got to watch every penny. In Millbrook on Highway 14, in the preferred community where Jay was yesterday on Main Street west of 31. And I was there yesterday morning. And I will be this coming Sunday, Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market in Antigua. Boys and girls, we are ready for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we were talking about the blue whale. It is a massive, massive animal. However, its throat is only so big. What did we compare it to? What did we say that it would,
the largest thing it could swallow
is, yeah, is what?
About the size of what?
About the size,
yeah.
272-9228. 272-9228. Now, if you don't win the $10 Food Outlet gift certificate, stay on the line and do a follow-up question and make sure you're in the grand prize drawing this coming Friday. Give away some great stuff. 272-9228. We're standing by to take your call right now.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident. Chantilly Parkway at I-85. If you're approaching I-85 on Chantilly and you're getting on I-85 southbound into Montgomery, your lane is the only one open past the accident. If you're continuing on to Atlanta Highway, you'll need to merge into that lane to get around the accident. If you're getting on 85 northbound, you should not have any problems at all. They're going to take them a few minutes to get that one straightened out. Got a lot of congestion on Northeast Boulevard and Highway 231 Congressman Dickinson. Keep it here for more traffic updates. Reinhardt Toyota has new Toyotas arriving daily. They're selling fast. You can also shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota on the East Boulevard. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors Service Department is growing, and we're looking for experienced technicians. Sign-on bonus available for some positions. Apply online at Brubaker.com.
All right, let's go to Bill P.
Hey, Bill.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. All right.
Largest object that blue whale can swallow is approximately the size of what?
A grapefruit.
You're a winner. Good work. You got a $10 head start at your next Food Outlet visit. Bill, good work. George, would you like to do a follow-up?
Yes.
Hey, George. Okay, so Jay was giving cooking tips here a little while ago. He mentioned something cooking in the dishwasher. What was the cooking tip about?
That would be salmon.
Salmon. That's exactly right. Yum.
All right, double entry for you in the grand prize.
I gotta stay on the line where they can take my info.
We just need your last initial.
No, that's a no.
All right, but you know, it was grapefruit size hail about a week ago.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Hail the size of canned hams.
Wow.
David Letterman used to say.
Yes. Here is Catman.
Hey, Catman, what's up?
How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
What's your last name?
Doing all right.
All right, so the last American bayonet charge happened in what war?
Surprisingly, it was the Korean War.
It was the Korean War.
Exactly right.
You have a double entry in the grand prize drawing as well. So we did really good.
Yes, we did.
I like it when we do real good. All right, we're at 7:44. We got a full edition of Animal Stories coming up. just a couple of minutes. Next hour, we'll do a conundrum, and that'll be worth a $10 gift card to Seafood Bistro.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Over the weekend, there weren't many showers to go around, and that's what we expected. They were few and far between. Today, your odds of getting wet if you want to play the numbers games are maybe 30 to 40%, so most towns will get skipped. Otherwise, the big story is the heat. Very hot today with a high in the middle 90s. And the heat index 102 to 104, and maybe some towns higher than that. The danger range begins at 105. Good bit of sunshine today. A few clouds, spotty showers will be around in the afternoon and evening hours, and they can put on quite a show in this kind of heat if you do get under a storm. Tonight's low 76. Tomorrow's high will be around 94. Heat index near the 105 danger range tomorrow. Scattered to numerous showers and storms tomorrow, so your odds of getting wet are much better tomorrow. More towns will get wet than will stay dry. And then scattered storms continue on Wednesday. Right now this morning, with a dew point of 75. Wow. Temperature is 76 now, 745.
Summer vacation is finally here, and so are amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey, do either of you know this movie?
Yeah.
Is it good,
I'm
bad,
wondering
funny?
Why you have it, but sure, yeah.
Oh, no, Seth Spano loaned it to me.
I have not. No, I do not know.
Well, that makes sense.
He says that we should watch this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe one of our next weekend movie ventures. I realized the other day that skin on my lower arms from about the elbow down was kind of tight. And I looked and I did what I didn't realize. I had been doing a lot of bike riding in the blazing sun. So I had a little bit of a burn going on half my arm. Usually when you get a burn, it's, you know, all over the place.
It's like kind of like truck drivers.
I've been all summer. I've been working on my farmer's tan, and it's coming in nice.
Yeah.
So I thought, you think butt paste might make this feel a little bit better?
It sure did.
Oh yeah.
I bet it.
So
did.
Even for that, and I'm not saying for, you know, a third degree sunburn, but add it to the list of things that you can get immediate relief from. Moisturizing. Diaper rash is a horrible thing for a kid to go through.
Same for an
adult. And what it does to the skin. Yes. Even worse. Adams Drugs Bud Paste is formulated to heal that. But what we've learned, thanks to Bud Paste Queen Jacqueline Tomlinson, is that it can help you with a wide variety. Bug bites, stuff like that. Have it handy. Go to Adams Drugs and get a jar. Better yet, while you're there, why not do business with them when it comes to your family's health? It takes just a couple of minutes to have their prescription information loaded into their system, and you're good to go. We learned during the pandemic, with closed stores or long lines, nice to be able to pull up in front of a store, have them bring the medicine out if that's what you need. Or a place that you can go in and get all your over-the-counter needs taken care of, and sometimes even your off-the-counter needs, like a cold soda and a candy bar. You can do that too. Plus, beautiful gift shops with great ideas. They're seasonal. Won't be long. They have some amazing stuff for Halloween, and that stuff will be coming out around harvest time. So, wonderful folks, counter staff that has time to answer your questions. You won't feel rushed. You'll feel appreciated when you visit any of the Adams Drugs locations. Find the one nearest you at AdamsDrugs.net. Another story's next.
For the Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. In Tallapoosa County, police say 70-year-old Michael Johnson's body was found in a wooded area of Highway 50 just south of Dadeville over the weekend. Police have identified a suspect and a warrant has been issued for the arrest of 59-year-old Willie Frank Wyckoff on murder charges. Please call the authorities if you know of Wyckoff's whereabouts. Two people are dead and a third is in critical condition following a double murder and attempted suicide in Elmore County. Sheriff Bill Franklin says William Jeffries shot and killed his wife Susan Jeffries and his mother Joyce Jeffries before turning the gun on himself. William Jeffries is hospitalized in critical condition. Police say the shooting stemmed from a domestic dispute. And a sinkhole has developed in downtown Montgomery at the corner of North Perry and Jefferson Street. Drivers should avoid the area. MPD has that area blocked off. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bell the electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer stand. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just gonna ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hey, everybody. This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. I'm the wife of an Air Force veteran and the mother of two grown children, and I've teamed up with Eddie Bader to meet your real estate needs in the River Region area. Please give me a call at 334-398-2896.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott! Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever. Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/radio. FORHIMS.com/RADIO.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage. And here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Simba! It's our news element. Chase, time for animal stories. These are true tales from the Wild Kingdom. That was intended upon creature features, if you will. Wolfman, take us to the vocal untold.
Very nice. Perfect.
Good Thank start you. On Monday.
Thank you very much. 7:54. All right, our top story from the weekend is all about a little Yorkshire Terrier. That's right. A Toronto family's tiny little Yorkie is being hailed as a hero after rescuing her 10-year-old owner from an attacking coyote. Playing the role of the attacking coyote is the wolfman. Lily Kwan, age 10, says she was walking Macy, her family's 6-year-old Yorkie, in the Scarborough neighborhood when a coyote had started to chase them. We have a sound effect for that. I'm sure we did. That's the chasing coyote. She started to run away and had to drop the 10-pound dog's leash because Macy refused to follow. A neighbor's home security camera recorded video as Macy turned to confront this vicious coyote.
I know a dog that won't do that.
Well, Yorkies are like us. They think they're big.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yep.
Napoleon complex.
Oh, no concept of size.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's a video out there of a Yorkie fending off a bear out of somebody's yard because they just go berserk. And sometimes these larger creatures say, what the hell is this yapping away at me here? So Macy survived the confrontation, is being treated by a veterinarian for a couple of puncture wounds from the coyote's teeth, but nothing serious. Lily's family said Macy was transferred to the hospital and one of the wounds got a little infected, but she's going to make a full recovery.
That's good.
How about that? Let's hear it from Macy. Oh. Jeb? All right. Speaking of bears, we have a bear story. Tennessee Mall shared video of a young black bear that paid a visit to the shopping center. And it was filmed apparently trying to find a way into a movie theater. Must have smelled the popcorn or something.
Wonder what was playing.
The College, the Bad News Bears.
Good one.
The College Square Mall in Morristown said two bears have been spotted in the area. One of the animals was caught on camera hanging around the entrance to some stores. The Bruin was recorded at the mall's main entrance, as well as the entrance to an AMC movie theater.
Oh, AMC.
It appeared, according to the security camera, that the bear was looking for movie times. In all seriousness, please be cognizant of the bears in our area. Do not approach or feed them. Those are your animal stories. Wow, 7:57 already.
We're having a lot of fun, though.
We are. We're having a good time.
Yes.
We're just getting started, too. What do you see how good we are the next hour?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, we got big plans. We got a conundrum coming up, and I think I know what we're going to do. It's going to be another one of my clever. This is number one. You tell me what was number two.
Oh, okay.
If not,
those are hard.
Well,
they can be.
They can, but what's the point if it's not hard? You gotta gotta challenge the listener. You're not helping, Jerry.
Well, that's because nobody, only us, can see his face.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And Chase, who doesn't care, he's just looking for.
Chase.
Hey, you got any more of that chicken there?
Where's food? Where's food?
Yeah, bring the food, please.
Got any more chicken there, comedian?
It's been a big month at Jack Ingram, and one of the reasons why, the rising value of trade-ins. They have talked to Tip Tames.
That's still a thing? Can you trade in for more than what you bought for the car?
They have taken in multiple cars that were purchased at Jack Ingram, so they know the history of the vehicle.
Right.
And given people more on the trade-in than they paid to buy the car to begin with. And that's something that can work for you. One thing I've always loved about them, among many things, they have 200 cars for sale under $20,000. Their ability to upgrade you. But like, I love my 2017 Nissan Rogue. Mm-hmm. I wasn't particularly looking to trade it in, but I happened to stop by. They ran some numbers and said, for $7 a month more, we can put you in a 2019. So I did. I think Mrs. Ritterbuttle is next on the trade-up line. But because I love my Rogue, I've had it for almost 2 years. It's so reliable. And none of the cars, seven times we have purchased from Jack Ingram, None of them have had anything more serious than oil change and tire rotation. That's it. I mean, that's how carefully they vet these cars. They're not interested in reselling somebody else's troubles. So whether you're shopping at the Value Lot, Signature, pre-owned with Tip Tames and his team,